This is J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to Queer Music Heritage. Welcome to part 6 of my supersized show on gay Christian music. When choosing music for this show, I tried to mainly keep to artists whose whole albums were spiritual in nature. But I do have to acknowledge that many excellent songs can be found on mainly secular recordings. So I have made some exceptions. These next two artists were both winners at the last Out Music Awards, and I love both their albums. The first artist, Jen Foster, had an album called The Underdogs, and I'm playing a song from it called Amen. Now, this song won top prize in the USA Songwriting Competition in the gospel category, and she's the first openly gay artist to do so. Jen Foster and Amen.
When the light of love surrounds you, when the dark of night confounds you, when the shadow of life astounds you, color. A mother wakes her child from slumber. A little boy peeks out from under the sheets and grins. Say amen, amen. Once again, at times this world beautiful, it's hard to take it all in, but don't you be afraid, just let it rain and say
This next song is also one of my favorites. It's not even 2 years old, and this will be the fourth time I've played it on QMH. The song is Any Way You Need Her by Nedra Johnson. The album it's from, just called Nedra, won her the Out Music Award for Outstanding Female Recording. And the song was up for Out Song of the Year, losing to Jen Foster. On my September show, I featured an extensive interview with Nedra, and from that show, I think it's worth repeating her own introduction to this song.
Any Way You Need Her, so far it's been one of the songs that people have really responded strongly to, and it's about, you know, from the way that I believe, and I do believe in God, you know, I just think that God will be whatever you need God to be when you need it, you know, and if you need God to be her, if that's the only way you're going to hear a message, or, you know, like we all have somebody who comes in and offers a different perspective, and you know, that person for me, I could say, oh, they've just brought a different voice. It may be just what I needed to hear. So all of that to me, I think of as a blessing. And so it doesn't matter what way that blessing comes, as long as you name it correctly, this is a blessing. And I think that a lot of the mainstream Christianity says only this is from God, only, you know, only the Bible, and only the Bible we say, and only the interpretation that we make is what works. I definitely like playing with irony around that kind of restricted belief. So when I say, you know, Jesus is a lesbian, or Jesus is a fierce gay man, I know that's funny to people, but I also do believe God is whatever I need when I need it. So there's the humor in it, but there's all the reality for me in it as well.
You know, there's many religions in the world, and people call on God in all kinds of different ways, and I believe it's by the intentions of your heart. God will hear your call, so all you gotta do is call. In any way you need God, I believe in my heart God will come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Yeah.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Oh yes, by the intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God. And any way you need her, she will come. That's why I say Jesus is a lesbian. And any way you need her, she will come. And if for you to see the light, you got to be male, long blonde hair and white. Sing hallelujah, I know she'll come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Hey, yeah.
Any way you need her, she will come.
By the intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God. And any way you need her, she will come. Come on, big bro, tell them what you know. Jesus is a fierce gay man, and anytime you can, I know he can. But if for you to see the light, you gotta be asexual and white. Hallelujah, hallelujah, he will come. I say she, cause she might be what I need
any
when I need her.
Any way you need her, she will come.
I know she'll come. By the intentions of your heart, oh, you can always count on God. And any way you need her, she will come. Jesus is a lesbian. And any way you need her, she will come. Now if for you to see the light, she got to be a crunchy granola dyke, Birkenstocks and all, I know the Lord will come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
You see, the Bible says that Jesus
any
had dark complexion
her,
and hair like a lamb's wool. But we see images like Da Vinci's Last Supper, the Sistine Chapel, even the Illustrated Bible, and that's not how they portray him. So we can follow the lead of mainstream Christianity and visualize God in the way we need to see God. So if for you to see the light, you got to be male, long blonde hair and white. Sing hallelujah, I know she'll come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
Well, she will come.
Any way you need her, she will come.
I know she'll come. By the intentions of your heart, know that you can call on God. And any way you need her, she will come. Any way you need her, she will come. Come on now. Well.
Nedra Johnson and Any Way You Want Her. And here's another artist who was nominated for Out Music Awards last year, Levi Kreiss. And his album, One of the Ones, was one of my favorites of the year. But in 2002, he privately released an album called Rough Around the Edges. It's out of print, and you can't even get it at his site, but it contained a song called Stained Glass Window, and I'd like you to hear it.
There's a rage way down inside me. The fire that's branding my soul, and it leaves me as one of the many, with a hate so hard to control. Oh, but I've seen that hate's not the answer. There's a time where the man must decide. Step on up with wisdom and power. Say, children, let's give up the fight. Consider this for a moment or two. I'm crimson red, you are ocean blue. We're just two of many colors in a stained glass window, and love is the light that's shining. A thousand explanations to demote my position with God, but don't mind me, just go on explaining. Oh, I'll be resting in the light of His love. Yeah. Of many colors in a stained glass window, and love is the light shining through. I said, love is the light, and it's shining through. Oh, blah, 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 blah. No need in all that business. Ain't no need for all that drama. I wanna ask you one thing. I wanna ask you. Oh, consider this for a moment or two. You are ocean blue. You're just two of many colors in a stained glass window. And love is the light that's shining through. Love is the light that's shining. Oh, it's shining through.
I first saw Levi perform Stained Glass Window in Los Angeles after a production of the play Southern Baptist Sissies, and I understand the song will be in the movie they are making of that show. I've decided to include on this show three songs that are not truly Christian songs, but they are, I think, truly inspirational. The first one has been recorded many times, often by gay and lesbian choruses around the world, and one of my favorite groups, the Flirtations, have a wonderful version of it. But I'm playing you the original, by the gay artist who wrote it. His name is Leiby Sifra, and he's a black British poet, composer, and singer. He had several hits in the early 70s, but is most known for his 1986 hit, Something Inside So Strong.
The higher you build your barriers, the
taller I become. The farther you take my rights away, the faster I will run. You can deny me, you can decide to turn your face away. No matter, 'cause there's something inside so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, but no, there's something inside so strong. My voice, the louder I will sing. You hide behind walls of Jericho, the lies will come tumbling. Deny my place and time, you squander. Something inside so strong, so strong. I know that I can make it, though you're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, oh no. Something inside so strong, oh. Sisters, when they insist we're just not good enough, well, we know better. Just look them in the eyes and say, we're gonna do it anyway, we're gonna do it anyway. Something inside so strong, and I know that I can make it. You're doing me wrong, so wrong. You thought that my pride was gone, oh no. There's something inside so strong, oh.
Because there's something inside so strong
That was Levi Sifra. And incidentally, this year he and his partner are celebrating their 42nd anniversary together. For those wanting to do the math, they met when he was 19. Tony Jones is the next artist, and he's a visual artist in addition to a musician. He released a 5-song CD in 2002 called Until Your Voice, and I fell in love with the title track.
Take a look at my hands. They are broken and bleeding from the salt of this riptide I've been swimming. Take a look at my eyes. They have closed upon themselves from the pain of all the searching I have done. But I keep moving, following stories I have heard of a place of refuge somewhere on the sea. Until your voice covers the water like the clouds, until I hear the singing of your voice, I will pray the angels hold me close, for I am finally coming home to you.
To me, that was somehow spiritual without the lyrics hitting me over the head, in kind of a New Age way. You won't find the album available on the net. Though he has a current website, Tony Jones seems to be quite elusive. And the third song on this set is from a musical, one I've seen several times, called The Last Session. It was written by Steve Shockland, and the CD was released in 1997. Its music is good throughout, but to me, the standout song is When You Care.
There's a light holding us together. There's a light holding us all together. Some will say it's fate, some will say it's life. The name doesn't matter, just doesn't matter. There's a word stronger than the silence. There's a word stronger than any silence. Some will say it's love, some will say it's God. But everything changes, everything changes when you care, when you care. You don't need an explanation when you care. Either you love or you don't, either you will or you won't. You don't need an explanation when you care.
Out of time, everyone is running out of time. Which way doesn't matter, it just doesn't matter.
When our head reaches in the darkness, when our hand touches you in the darkness, might be afraid of someone you don't know. Which one doesn't matter?
In part one of the show, you heard Marcia Stevens talk about part of her ministry where she worked with young artists, and the first CD resulting from that came out in 2003 and was called Songs of Praise from a Strange Land. One of the songs was the semi-political Dare to Dream, written by Jalen Ricks. Of course, you can find that on his debut album, The Sacred and the Queer, but this time it's sung by Michael Jensen and Jared Wingert.
And someone holds the key.
And by one day there was a man that was and for you wants to make a way. Just ask and believe, and by faith receive. There's a healer in the house today.
What a nice voice. And another very nice voice belongs to Lee Ellis. In 1999, he released an album called Michael. And Michael, by the way, was the name of an angel in one of the songs. From his CD, I chose the song Follow Your Heart.
Follow your heart. It's the only way he can speak to you. Follow your heart. It's the only thing we're meant to do. Follow your heart, there's something only you can say. Follow your heart, and he will lead the way. Follow your dreams, your purpose will rise loud and clear. Follow your dreams, your fears will fade away. Always today, you can choose to follow. Follow your dreams, and he will lead the way. So many times we feel like we're not good enough. So many times we're told that we're unworthy. There's just one father. Doesn't that mean we're all one family? Follow your heart. It's the only way he can let you know. His plan for you is full of joy. Just let go. Listen inside. You don't have to hide.
Up next is another black artist with a rich history, Gwen Avery. She appeared on the landmark album Lesbian Concentrate, put out by Olivia Records in 1977, which was the first lesbian various artist album. But amazingly, it wasn't until 2000 that Gwen Avery released her first official album, called Sugar Mama. And no, Sugar Mama is not a religious song, but the album contains a song well worth including on this show, called Precious Lord.
This love
That was a little of the song Precious Lord by Gwen Avery. Helping out with backup vocals on that track was Linda Tillery, who helped produce the recording. She also appeared on the Lesbian Concentrate album, and her own debut album goes back to 1970. But in recent years, she's been more involved with the group she formed in 1992, the Cultural Heritage Choir. The song I chose from their 2001 CD, Say Yo Business, may not be strictly religious, but it sure is uplifting and has been called the Black National Anthem. Here's Lift Every Voice and Sing.
Yeah, I'm gonna sing. Sing. Oh, I'm gonna sing.
Can do it, y'all.